But it's not really about us, is it? It's really all about Him. And we are here to give Him glory, to worship Him, to learn about Him, to know Him, to encounter God today through worship, through the Lord's Supper, through His Word, His living Word. And so my heart's desire is that I hope you have a good time and all that kind of stuff, and I'm glad to see you, but I hope more than anything else that you would really, truly encounter God in your spirit today, and that He would minister life to you. Praise God. Ah, thank you, Lord. Anybody here remember, I might be dating myself a little bit, anybody here remember a musical group called The Monkees? I don't know, it's kind of a long time. Now, how in the world do you remember them? You weren't even here then. So most of you guys know who I'm talking about when I say The Monkees, you know? Yes, okay, they had their little song. They say, hey, hey, we're The Monkees. People say we monkey around. That's right. Well, as it turns out, in an article that I was reading online recently, it turns out that the wife of one of the Monkees, the wife of Mickey Dolenz, the lead singer, has in fact been monkeying around. As it turns out, she was monkeying around with about $137,000 of money that New York City was giving, had given to her as a subsidy. What happened was New York City had a program to subsidize families that were in danger of being evicted. There was this huge section of apartments that were being converted into townhouses and condominiums. Many people couldn't afford it. So the government of New York City offered to subsidize those folks who were in danger. And Mickey Dolenz's wife, whose name is, did I put it up there? Donna Quinter, received as part of that program $137,000 from New York City. Now, there was just a little problem with that, in that she failed to disclose to the city that she was not actually living in the apartment that they were paying her subsidy for. She was renting it, but she was living in her home in California in an exclusive gated community, and a friend of hers was renting the apartment from her. So she was living in California, receiving New York City government subsidy for the apartment, as well as receiving rent from her friend for the same apartment. And so they charged her with fraud, basically, larceny. Amazingly, how much did she embezzle? $137,000. Her horrific sentence was 5 days community service. Thank you. Probably because right before the judge made a verdict, she went to the court and wrote them a check for, it was actually $136,800, so just shy. She just took out of her personal checking account, wrote a check for the $137,000, and so they slapped her on the wrist and sent her home. Not quite what I would call honesty, integrity. A little bit of maybe that F word, Mary. Fraud. Thank you. Kid you not, on the same page, headline for another article, because God is my witness, same page, talked about a counterfeiting ring that is spreading across the country and just going like wildfire across the nation. And what they are doing is they have a new technique where they are taking $5 bills and using a solvent to get the ink off of the bill, and they're left with a blank government note, and then they print $100 bills or higher denomination bills on that money. So what you have is genuine money, it's just showing the wrong amount. So when the clerk, you know, scans it or does their little marker thing on it, it comes out as being legit, because in fact it is money. It's just a different amount of money than what's showing on the face of the bill. And this is going across the nation, all over the place. It's like wildfire. Now, they also mentioned somebody who passed a $100 bill that was not genuine. And in fact, they found it after the fact. The clerk wasn't that observant, but his boss was. Because when he looked at the $100 bill, instead of Benjamin Franklin, it said Benjamin Franken. And instead of, yeah, that's Al's dream. Instead of in God we trust, it said in dog we trust. And there was a little place on the money that said for motion picture use only. Apparently what happened, Hollywood was making a movie. They were using some fake money in the movie and somebody got a hold of one of these bills and went ahead and purchased something at the store and got away with it. The guy was long gone before the boss actually saw the money. And so that was another case of that F word, fraud. And amazingly, on the same page of the website, there was another article that came up, a headline for that, so I had to check that out. And as it turns out, there was a woman named Nurse of the Year. You guys hear about this? Anybody? No? Okay, cool. You heard it first here. Woman in Connecticut who was named Nurse of the Year, who was not actually even a nurse. She was named Nurse of the Year by the Connecticut Nursing Association, and as it turns out, there's not even such a thing as the Connecticut Nursing Association. What had happened was this woman, in order to get over on her boss, the doctor, named herself Nurse of the Year, created this association, and even spent $2,000 to throw a dinner to honor her as receiving the award. And she was getting away with this until one of the patients complained about her, and they did a little investigation and found out that this woman is not even a nurse. So another case of the F word, fraud, rampant in our country, in our culture right now. It's just incredible. And you know, with all of the fraud and the deception and the lies that are just saturating our culture, you almost get a little bit jaded and think, you know, it's hard to believe anybody about anything anymore. You know, people start to tell you stuff you just like anymore. It's like, yeah, right. Where have I heard that before? I'll believe it when I see it. We just get jaded. We don't want to believe anything anymore. And so it's no wonder that there are many folks out there who do not believe the Bible because they figure, well, it was written by men, and men are so deceitful, so fraudulent, so manipulating. How could it possibly be untainted by that same fraud and deceit and deception? Amen. Multitudes out there, you believe the Bible? Come on, guys, it was written by men. It's got to be fraudulent somewhere. It's got to be fake. It can't be real. And that's why we've been taking a short break from our study of the book of Acts to go through this short series, which we call Why Do You Believe the Bible? And I hope that at the end of this series, you will have absolute, unshakable confidence that what you are reading when you open that book is, in fact, the very Word of God. Now, we've been in this thing. This is our third week in this short mini-series. And I'm wondering if anybody can tell me the answer that we gave you to memorize. And don't put it up on the screen. Brother, God is watching you, so am I. I wonder if anybody has been able to memorize, if somebody asked you the question, why do you believe the Bible? We gave you an answer that you can give to them that might blow them away a little bit, but it'll give you an opportunity to really explain in depth why you believe. Has anybody memorized that at this point? Jean says she thinks so. Stand up, sweetheart. Oh, man. Oh, man. Woo! I am so impressed. I'm not surprised, but I am so impressed. Our first winner of a Dairy Queen gift certificate, which we will give out next week. Amen. Amen. Do you like Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Praise God. Nice job. Does anybody else want to give it a try? Would anybody want to give it a try if we put it on the screen? Amber. Can you read? Let's say this together. The Bible is a reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that record supernatural events which took place. Thank you. To be divine rather than human in origin. I guess I'll have to go somewhere else and eat. Very good. Give yourself an applause. Praise God. Now you can see, you've got to leave it up there for a minute. You can see that we've broken that down into specific items. And so rather than saying, oh gosh, I've got to memorize this huge long sentence that only lawyers talk like that, it's actually just a series of little items that if you memorize one item per week, one or two items per week, you can have it in a month's time. We said 2 weeks ago, it's a reliable collection of historical documents, and we demonstrated that phenomenally. We said last week, it was written, or 2 weeks ago. We took a break last week, right? Okay, 3 weeks ago we started. 2 weeks ago we said that it was written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses. And today, we want to take a look at the fact that it was a record of supernatural events that took place in fulfillment of specific prophecies. Supernatural events, specific prophecies. Supernatural events, specific prophecies. That's what we're going to do today. And I think you're going to find this interesting. Now, either of those two things, both supernatural events or specific prophecy fulfillment, either of those two things makes a strong case that the Bible is true. If you simply took the fact that there are supernatural events of the magnitude that are described in the Bible written there, that would make a strong case that the Bible is, in fact, the Word of God. Everything from the creation of the world, the creation of man, the fall of man, the formation and creation of the nation of Israel as a nation, their deliverance out of Egypt, all of the acts of the prophets in the Old Testament leading up to the very incarnation of God.